Hey everyone, and welcome to the We Deliver podcast. Sorry for the gasping breath beforehand. I was going to get excited and tell you about today's episode. If you listen to the Scott Runger podcast, you know who John Egan is. And I was able to sit down with him and his wife Sarah Egan and John Egan. In case you didn't know how marriages work and last names worked. Normally, I should edit that, but I'm not gonna. Normally, I release the episodes in order from when I recorded them, but this episode, we pulled the card of current events, so obviously I had to at least put it out in a good amount of time, which I already have failed that because we recorded this about 2 weeks ago. Just jump back in your time machine and remember the world 2 weeks ago. Or was it a week ago? I don't remember. It was a little while ago. It wasn't too long ago. So pretty much everything is still current. Yeah, that's it. So check out this episode, and it's fun. We order food, and we talk about stuff and current events and a lot of crazy stuff, and then we get sidetracked as well. But that's just an obvious thing that always happens to us. So enjoy episode 11 of We Deliver Podcast. Guys. Recording this one, so whenever you hit send.
Alright, I'm placing the order. Sending your order. Hey! Your order will be delivered in 29 minutes and 6 seconds. This guy has a countdown.
It knows exactly how many seconds?
That's apparently. So all we'll right. See when it gets here how it's matched up.
Okay. Alright, welcome to the We Deliver Podcast, the podcast that's 30 minutes or less, or it's free. Each episode, I get some guests, and we talk about topics based on a random roll of the dice. So today, with me, I have my co-host from Scott Runger Podcast, John Egan.
Hello.
And his wife, Sarah Egan.
Hi.
She's excited to be here. All right, so I'm going to let you roll the die, and you can decide what topic. We're at number 16.
16, wow.
So today is 16. Oh, I would have rolled something better. Oh, my God. It is current events. So, latest news, I wrote the questions, look up news stories on internet, because I don't know what's going on in the world.
The biggest thing is that plane crash.
Oh, the one that got shot down?
Yeah, over Ukraine.
Okay. I flew for the first time this year to Jamaica, and I know people are like, oh, don't freak out, because it's the same, you're not going over all these other countries, but like still, the fact that I flew for the first time, and I was worried that something might happen, and then a month or two after that, the Malaysia plane disappeared.
Yeah.
And then another plane got shot down. And I'm like, if this happened before I went to my trip, I would have not gone.
Are you serious?
Because it's like, oh, everyone's like, oh, plane disasters are so few and far between. In a few months, the same company had two fucked planes.
But you didn't fly that company.
I know. That's not the point.
No, that is the point. That is the whole thing, is that the fact that how many flights? There are people flying right now. They're flying all over the country and all over the world, and none of them will crash today, probably.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's just weird that it both came from Malaysia.
I know.
The weirdest part, I'm sure, that's true. It's just funny to talk about current events, because by the time you listen to it, everything's going to be changed.
Yeah.
But I just saw something today that, like they caught the Ukraine government, rebels, went and took some of the dead bodies.
What?
Yeah, I read that this morning. I can pull it up, that they were saying that some of the Ukraine rebels were, taking some of the dead bodies from the crash site and stuff.
But in a positive way or a negative way?
No, negative. You can't just take bodies.
Yeah. And it sounds like, especially when they're the ones that shot them down, it's like, hey, wait, no, we just want to make sure that these are people that we...
Yeah.
I don't know, especially with the rebels that are doing that. Rebels aren't usually known for being the good guys.
No, that's usually why they call them rebels.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I was just thinking if they wanted a proper burial or something.
Oh, but they're not Ukraine people. It's people come from Malaysia, including... That was the saddest part. There was 100 AIDS researchers on that.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, 100 of the top AIDS researchers in the world were on that plane.
So it's a conspiracy.
It is.
False flag operation.
The Russians are we're going to find the AIDS clue or whatever cure before everyone else.
Yeah,
it's like the Russian. It's like the moon landing.
Rebels have recovered the black boxes from the air flight, and why is there ads? Jesus, it's a news site. We want news. All right. Rebels claim to have black boxes have moved bodies to trains.
Oh.
So that's... Yeah, how about we stop bitching about America?
Yeah.
Because, no, that wouldn't happen in America. Nothing? All right.
Oh, I don't know. Because if we... We already have, like, ever since, like, the whole 9/11 thing, people wanted to shoot planes down if they're not where they belong. But that was it was on track of where it was going, though.
What?
That plane, the Malaysian plane.
Yeah. But what do you mean, like, the fact... Oh, yeah, because they did. They flew over a war-ridden country. I mean, yeah. It's a possibility every time, I suppose.
Yeah, when we went to Jamaica, we flew over Cuba, and that freaked me out.
Really?
Okay. Not really.
Oh, because of the missile crisis?
When I 40 years ago. Flew to India, I flew over Pakistan area.
Oh,
not
yeah?
directly over, but like that you can look at the map and it points out like where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And when you just see the word Pakistan near your flight route, it's
scary. Oh, I thought you look at the window like, oh, good.
No. It's the line. Why are we so low?
Welcome to Pakistan. All right, we're going back up. Yeah. When was that? When did you go to India?
4 years ago.
Was this before I knew you?
Yeah.
Right before, yeah.
Right before we met. That summer before we started.
Oh, so she had like a summer of enlightenment?
Yeah.
Basically. And then she's like, I can go...
And she lowered her standards.
Yep.
Because life is short.
Because she flew to Pakistan, she had a crisis.
Yeah.
I'm going to be shot down. I'm not married. First guy I see, I'm John Egan. Done.
Well, that happened at somebody's work, like, at my work. She went overseas to the Philippines to train people.
Mm-hmm.
And when she came back in, she said it changed her. And, like, she, like was like, our life is good, and she was like really picky with men, and then she met a guy in a bar that she never did, and he already had a kid, and she said she would have never done that unless she had taken that trip overseas. Like, she didn't even talk to people who already had kids and stuff like that.
So I need to find girls. I just need to hang
just
up.
Been
or maybe you need to go overseas.
Yeah.
I did.
No, to like a vacation
an underdeveloped country.
Yeah, not a resort where their people make sure you're comfortable.
Hey, there were some, in town, there were people, when you drove through, they were eating the street corners.
A guy beat the shit out of somebody, this dad, because this guy was, like, sexually assaulting his son.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
But the picture's everywhere, which is kind of gross. I can see the headline and read. You don't need to show me the guy's face.
Yeah, he'd
be destroyed.
Yeah.
And there'll be another stupid ad soon.
I wish that most of my news didn't come from Facebook.
But it does, though. But, I mean, I think people are more educated, though, because of that.
Yeah.
I mean, people are misinformed, obviously.
That's the thing.
Obviously. But some people do articles, I do click more often if, like, articles come up or, like, comedy things I'm interested in. So people do post things.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Yeah.
So the thing that was really pissing me off lately is, a man takes a cat fishing. You'll never believe what happens next.
Well, I'm like, yeah, the regular news.
I'm like, this isn't news. This is a cat's going to, what, touch a fish and the fish won't care? Great. That's... fucking great. What do you know about new things, Sarah?
The ball girl at Fenway Park during a Boston Red Sox game fielded a ball that was still in play, thinking it was a foul ball.
What's a field girl?
Like a little ball girl, like if the ball goes foul, they pick up the loose ball and toss it in the crowd.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like a bat boy, but
oh, okay.
They chase balls around the field and...
Oh yeah, I saw like a this weird video or clip or something where I think it was in Asia or something, where the girl jumped off the wall and then caught one or something.
Hmm.
I don't know. It was like a couple months ago.
That's all I got. That was the news I experienced this morning.
Was that like the years ago when that one guy like caught the ball
in front of the Cubs guy?
Yeah,
because then it's interference of an actual live ball.
Did she get beat up for that?
No.
How old she was?
I mean, I would say she was like maybe 12.
Oh. Well, they don't know the rules.
Yeah, because they're usually, it's like a big deal. She's probably just so excited.
Yeah,
I'm sure you get in there. That happens like a couple times, I'd say like a month.
And it is in playoffs. Yeah,
that's true.
And the Red Sox aren't good this year.
Oh, yeah. That's welcome. This now we change it to any year. This podcast come out any year.
Yeah, so all right. So when the 911 dispatcher asked the father what he used weapons to knock out Frohlander, that's the guy who was arrested, the father told the dispatcher, my fist and my foot. And then he said in the... turn back on?
It's the other one.
Oh, it's the other fridge. Ah, we have so many fridges. We are fancy people. That's what I'm trying to say.
We're down here in John and Sarah's bar. Why are we not drinking? don't know. Because you had too many last night.
Hair of the dog.
Could have made a Bloody Mary.
We could have.
We don't have tomato juice.
You could have told me I have a whole bottle of Bloody Mary mix.
Sarah would have loved that.
I have a... Hey, I could probably bring that up, because I went to the store and bought vodka one time, and it's like...
One time.
Well, your whole life. Recently. And it was, it's like, hey, if you buy this vodka, and I was going to buy it anyways, because I like it.
Yes.
And so if you buy Tito's vodka, you get a free bottle of margarita mix. Not margarita, what is it called?
Bloody Mary
mix. What a promotion that would be. Buy vodka, get margarita mix. Why?
Because we have too much and no one's buying tequila. So, yeah, and then I put it, I'm like, all right, I'll take it. And then I put it at home, like, I don't like Bloody Marys. Who likes Bloody Marys? Then everyone's like, I don't want to drink them. So then I have a bottle unopened yet. So I can bring it over here and drop it off.
The newest thing was that woman on American Ninja Warrior on NBC. The woman was the first one to actually beat this, like, thing. Mm-hmm. That was big. But here's the problem with the news. So we've got the Ukraine thing, stories on that. And here's what I'm going to stop on CNN. The woman who played Mel Gibson's youngest daughter in The Patriot died.
That's on CNN?
That's the top on top. That's above the fold.
Okay.
I have no idea who she is, but she died. I know she was 21, and that's sad, but if she, her credit is The Patriot, which was how many years ago? 15?
It was college years.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's very
sad.
At least 10, 12, 13?
Yeah.
But I suppose a 21-year-old died compared to a plane full of people.
I understand. Someone's probably younger. Sad. I'm not trying to say that, but the way they're proposing it, where they're just like, the youngest daughter in The Patriot, like The Patriot was changed the world or something like that. It's like it was Jaws. That's how the headline reacts.
And I like how it's like, the youngest daughter in Patriot, not
her character.
Not her character name.
Or what she did, just the youngest girl in The Patriot, right?
Mel Gibson's daughter.
But not the oldest daughter.
No.
The youngest daughter in The Patriot. He did have like 80 kids in that movie.
Did he?
Yeah.
I never saw it.
You didn't?
No.
I like it. It's a good movie.
Yeah. I'm not much of like war movies type person.
Really?
I know.
Saving Private Ryan?
I have it. I haven't watched it in about 10 years.
I love that movie. I could watch that all the time.
I don't know. I think the closest thing to war movies... What's the closest war movie I have? Well, I just watched Apocalypse Now. That was pretty damn good.
That's like the most famous war movie.
But I don't own it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, are you doing that, like, movies thing?
Yeah.
Are you trying to watch all the, like, the list of things?
Yeah. Well, yeah, my list of cards, yeah. But then, what other ones do I own, what's that one, that Vietnam movie with,
Platoon?
No. It's a Vietnam movie with, Tropic Thunder.
Oh, okay.
Forrest Gump.
It's true, he did go to war.
I would categorize Tropic Thunder as a war movie. It's just a funny one.
Yeah,
it's a really funny one.
Free and Full Metal Jacket too. I have that.
That's a great half of a movie.
Yeah, no, it's a great half of a movie, and then a great half of a.
Didn't we
of
just
a movie.
Have this conversation?
Probably.
I feel like we did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. Because there's the journalist shit in the middle.
Yeah,
we did. Okay.
Yeah, the boot camp's fun, and then when he goes to Vietnam, the first part's like, oh, I'm gonna write the story, but then once like they're trying to get out and go through the town, the sniper. That part's cool.
Yes.
Would you watch that movie?
No.
Okay. Well, change the topic. No, but I was going to say, I don't know, war movies are just... I don't like... Like, you like horror movies that are violent and gory.
Yeah.
And I like the ones that are just scary. They don't have to be gory, they just have to be freak me out.
Yeah, that's because I think those types of movies actually scare me.
Yeah.
Because I actually don't like being scared. Like, I just saw Deliver Us From Evil, and it was the worst piece of shit I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. But I actually, I'm starting to actually just look away because I know something's coming. I don't want to see it. Like, that's so weird. I'm always love to be scared, but I don't. Like, mm-hmm. I knew something was coming, and I just turned away, and I kind of looked, and then it jumped scared, and then I went, okay, back to the movie. I did that, three times, and it's a terrible movie.
That's sad.
But I knew, I shouldn't know it's coming, either. Like, they built it up so much.
Well, if you watch enough, I watch so many horror movies, but there's so few that I like a lot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's like the generic horror movie you see, and it's like, all right, well, something's going to happen here. And that's why I love it if they do play it up right, because then you know it's coming, and you know it's there. And then you're just waiting for it. And sometimes that suspense gets me going.
Did you watch that new Paranormal Activity? The marked ones or whatever?
No, not yet.
It's actually pretty good. It's better than the fourth one, for sure.
Looking at the cute dog.
Oh, she's just chilling on the couch.
Can you speak? Does it know how to speak?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
It would be. Not like, not
like human. She barks.
Oh, I thought you meant like have a conversation just, with us. Just sit up.
What's it with you? I lick my butt. Well, good job, Bernie. Why do you have such a manly voice?
No, we are not going to teach her to bark. Why not? She doesn't. She doesn't unless she's on the walks.
I think I parked and then she barked once. When I parked in the driveway?
No. Was it the neighbor's dog?
That wasn't her.
Fuck.
She only barks on walks when other dogs bark at her.
What does it sound like? Is it adorable?
No, it's annoying.
It's like, arr, 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 arr.
It's not like a...
No, it's actually kind of vicious.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't fuck around with that. Is this a Christian podcast? Should I not swear?
No, we can say what the fuck we want.
I know.
Christian podcast.
I know, I'm joking.
What would it be? Christian
podcast. It's a reference to Professor Blastoff.
Actually, Professor Blastoff?
The podcast?
Oh. Actually, the funny thing is, when I was looking for... when I was on... iTunes? When I was on iTunes, and I typed We Deliver just to see if there's any podcasts named We Deliver.
Yeah.
There's one called, like, We Deliver Ministries or something. It's like... It was a Christian podcast about, like, basically just they record their sermons.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, they just upload them on podcasts.
So it's like...
So you don't have to go to church.
Yeah, so except We Deliver in iTunes, you'll find this and, like, Christian sermons.
Ooh.
So
that's... So you probably have some random Christian people who, like, download it and just listen to it anyways. Yeah.
They're like, oh.
An accident.
Yeah. Well, plus, isn't your stuff... Scott does stuff anyway,
yeah, technically? Yeah, it's a keyword, though.
Oh, gotcha. So it comes up with the... Yeah. Right, so that makes sense.
Yeah, keywords. Keywords are Jesus.
Because she jumped out? She
just jumped out? It sounded like she knocked some stuff over.
Hey, Bernie.
There's a phone on the ground or something. I don't know. You have a house phone?
No, that's probably a remote.
Oh.
No, that's the TV, the room.
Okay.
Well, the TV to the remote. Remote to the TV.
Cable. Remote.
Yes.
Gotcha. Anyways, what else is new in the news? You guys have been watching any recent movies other than what?
We did see Neighbors.
The one with
Seth Rogen.
And Zac Efron.
Okay.
It was fantastic.
Oh, was it?
I loved it.
It was a good...
Because, you like Sarah said, like we saw it and you just kind of looked over like...
Oh, I was just waiting for you to talk.
Oh.
No, yeah, I loved it. It was great because it's very relatable to people our age, like people with kids.
That's sad now, isn't it?
It's sad, but it was also cool because they made the movie for our generation, basically.
But they weren't boring people our age. They were like trying to be cool because they have like a 9-month-old baby.
I feel like that's how we're going to be. Like, we're fun. Like, we're fun, but we're the kids. Like, they weren't trying to be parents like, look, we're generic parents.
Yeah.
Like, they were trying to make it like a normal couple, which I liked.
I know, I saw the trailer and I'm like, this looks decent, actually, because I don't like Seth Rogen.
No?
I don't care for him. And I'm like, I kind of want to see this movie a little bit. I'll wait till it comes to DVD or something.
Yeah. We saw that DePere's budget.
Oh, is it there already?
Yeah.
It went there on Friday. That's when we went. Because it was there.
Yeah.
It was great. It was very fun. There was like no one in there either. There was like 10 people. I was surprised, but...
Yeah, I still haven't seen X-Men yet.
Oh, really?
Or Spider-Man, or...
Well, you don't have to see Spider-Man.
I know.
I see way too many. I'm like on a sad movie kick right now because I haven't seen like a really good one in the theater for a while. Well, The Neighbors I did. But I mean, like I didn't, I liked Apes, it was fine, but it didn't do anything for me. And I saw Deliver Us from Evil and Transformers, and it's just not been a good summer, in my opinion.
The last movie I saw was Captain America.
And that was amazing.
And that was amazing.
That's true. Then I was going through my stubs. I'm like, oh yeah, Captain America was great. Oh yeah, X-Men was great. So it's not been bad. I watched The Raid 2 yesterday.
I didn't ever... I want to see that. I want to see the first one.
You can borrow my... Oh. Do you have a Blu-ray player?
Yeah.
Then you can borrow
it. I have two of them.
Wow.
What other movie did we just recently see? A comedy? Where we were sitting in, like, the fourth row?
Oh, which one? The, it's 22 Jump Street.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was really good, too, actually. That was really funny.
That's what I hear.
It's very good.
The thing is about horror movies and comedy movies, I don't like watching them in theaters.
No?
Because people around me usually ruin it. Because I laugh at things differently than other people laugh at.
But so then you should see him with John, because he laughs at everything.
I laugh at everything. Because I notice the little things in the background and the little things they do, and nobody else does. So I'm like, that's funny. I appreciate this.
I laughed hysterically in a scene where the couple's in bed and somebody farts. Like, right as the screen goes black, you just hear a big fart, and I was like the only one who laughed really loud.
Was it in the movie, or was it just someone in the theater?
No, it was in the movie.
Okay.
I would have probably laughed harder if it was in the theater.
That is her kryptonite, is fart jokes in movie. Especially ones she didn't see coming.
Or the worst is when he puts on Family Guy to go to sleep at night. That's like his soothing background noise. And Family Guy, I'm yet to see an episode where a random fart doesn't happen. And I'll be like just dozing off, and all of a sudden Peter will fart. And I'll just like giggle, even though I'm half asleep.
I wish I had. I want to watch something before I fall asleep. Like that used to happen in college all the time. Like if I would watch something before I went to bed,
yeah,
and then I would just slowly fall asleep. But I don't. I'd have to set my computer up to turn off or my TV to turn off after a certain amount of time. Otherwise, I wake up. I'm like, oh, it's still on. Stop. Turn off, and then I'm like,
Oh really? Oh, I put a sleep timer on, and then because I'm getting better, but I used to never be able to fall asleep because my brain just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
So I need something in the background. But we sometimes turn on like the like ambiance channel or whatever.
Tranquility.
It's called Tranquility. So it's supposed to be like when you're getting just a massage.
Music and, like, on demand type thing.
Oh yeah.
884 on DirecTV.
When we were at a Comedy City remote, I can't remember where we were. Stevens Point maybe? I don't know. But it was a in my room it was Carrie and Larry. I think the other room was like Nick and Mike or somebody. I can't remember who it was. But Carrie and Larry were like, oh, we could turn the TV on because they had one of those channels where it had like four different noises, like, oh, the water or the river or the ocean. But it had a picture.
Yeah.
So it was like just a constant refreshing picture. So it was like waves, and then there was like blend. So like they would try to like make sure there's no, like it was just a 30-second clip. And they're like, oh, it looks the same. But they fell asleep so fast because of the noise. And I'm one of those people that I sleep with better in darkness with noise than like in light and quiet. Like I can't, if it's quiet, I just hear my heart beating and I hate it. But so I was fine with the noises, but the TV was just bright.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't sleep. It's like the window is open. I hate it.
So you don't do that. So you go to bed just darkness, basically?
I try to, I'm like, I turn my TV off, and not TV off, my computer off, and turn all that stuff off, and the only light that comes through is sometimes through the windows. So I put, like, blankets over the curtains.
Yeah.
So I have, like, shades and then a blanket.
That's funny, because it's great, because we transitioned, because I used to do that, too, when I was living. That's funny, because you still live with your brother when I was living with a roommate, too, before we moved in together. You always had a computer in your room. Now it's like a funny concept to me that people have computers in their room still. Mm-hmm. It's not just like, oh yeah, what? Because I have my laptop in the living room, and then I have this one down here.
Mm-hmm.
And then even in our apartment, we had one in the living room area, and then I had my own. Like, I haven't had a computer in my room for a while. It's funny.
Well, that's... I mean, I have a TV for my video games, but like my computer is up there connected to a TV so I can watch... So I can just like lay in bed, watch movies or TV or whatever. Yeah. And then also I can sit there and work on stuff while I'm watching TV.
Oh yeah, my computer that set up too.
Yeah, I can't. If I put my computer downstairs by my big TV, I'd have nowhere. Like, it would just feel awkward. I'm like sitting there in a really low chair, and then trying to do stuff.
You need one of those lap things.
Yeah, but it's not a laptop though. It's a like a computer.
Oh, okay. You actually have a CPU. All right. Yeah, and then maybe you need a laptop. Maybe that'll fix it.
This is a laptop, but I don't have.
There's one right there.
I'm using it to record, but I don't have my Photoshop and stuff on here.
Oh, okay. I want that. I want a computer with like more artsy stuff, but I don't have a grand to throw to Mac.
Yeah. I was pointing at you. No, I was gonna say there's a thing called Photoshop Elements.
Okay.
Which is like $100 maybe $90. It's just like a not really a low down, but it doesn't do as much stuff as Photoshop, but you have what you need. It's only like $90, and you can get it for PC or Mac. Just a heads up.
Then I have to learn it, too.
Well, what would you use it for?
Just, like, logo stuff, and, you know, I could make my own headshots or make stuff for my website or, like, logos for YouTube and stuff like that and banners and stuff. I just don't have the ability to do that. And then I don't know what I want, either. Mm-hmm. So I should just tell somebody that's good at design, like, do something.
Hey,
I will go get it. All right. You guys can wrap it up.
Yeah, we can wrap it up.
Bernie, sit down here.
All right, that's the We Deliver episode. I want to thank John and Sarah for having me. Thank you.
Thank you.
And, I forgot how I ended these. I haven't recorded one in a while. Thanks for them for having me. Oh, that's right. And dig in.